Welcome to Community Connect. I'm your host, Roseanne Gutierrez. This is a place where we discuss the benefits of integrating security products using open source software and standards, with the goal of fostering a more interoperable security ecosystem. In each episode, we engage in conversations with individuals who are actively contributing to the OCA community, as well as others who are creating, building, and implementing interesting things related to open source security and standards. Now, on to our interview. Our guest today is Vasilios Mavroidis. He is a professor of cybersecurity at the University of Oslo, and he's also a member of our OCA governing board. We're going to be talking to him today about the Cacao Roaster sub-project. Very excited to hear about this. Hi, Vasilios. How are you doing today? Thanks for joining us.
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you for the invitation. Glad to be here.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Why don't we start by having you give kind of like a little mini story as to how you got in cybersecurity, how you got here today?
Sure. Well, basically, my studies were in cybersecurity. But at some point, after I did actually my master's, I found a job, but then I decided that I wanted to do a PhD. Then, I relocated from the UK to Norway. I'm originally from Greece, actually, so I have been all over the world. In any case, so I relocated to Norway and I did my PhD here and then my postdoc here. I worked a little as a researcher. Then finally, I got a professorship after a lot of effort. So currently, I'm a professor for cybersecurity at the University of Oslo. Basically, conduct mostly research with a particular focus on cyber threat intelligence and security automation, and mostly in the context of European projects, EU-funded projects, basically. I'm also an ambassador of open standards and open source. I guess this is the reason also I'm here today. Have contributed massively to the community. I joined OASIS actually almost 8 years ago, and I supported the development of different standards such as OpenC2, STIX, Cacao, the threat actor context ontology, and many others. I'm also currently having a chair at the board of directors of OASIS and the project governing board of Open Cybersecurity Alliance. What else? I'm also co-chairing FIRST Automation Special Interest Group, and I'm a member of different ENISA ad hoc working groups related to cybersecurity. This is it, more or less. Cybersecurity domain for about 10 years now.
Okay. Well, why don't you tell us the elevator pitch for the Cacao Roaster project?
Right. So what is the Cacao Roaster sub-project? Basically, within OASIS, we identified the need of developing a cybersecurity playbooks standard. And we always have this, to make the long story short, we try to do for playbooks what STIX, for example, did for cyber threat intelligence. So we needed a robust method to encode cybersecurity playbooks so defenders can exchange them, and the full focus is on interoperability. Basically, the pain point was we have structured approaches that can be machine processable, basically, for threat intelligence. These standards generally involve, are doing great in encoding detection engineering, but then the concept of so now what was still unresolved.
Right.
And for this reason, we established this technical committee within OASIS. It's co-chaired by Brett Jordan and Alan Thompson. I'm also the secretary of this technical committee, and I have contributed also massively to the development of the specification, among other people and many organizations that have been participating. At some point, the standard, came into a robust stage, and it's all about adoption and verifying basically the standard. You can imagine people that know STIX, it's exactly the same principle. We have a specification. The specification is encoded basically into a machine readable format, in particular JSON. But then, it's really impossible to start creating your playbooks manually. So you cannot expect from people to start writing their playbooks in JSON. So we came up with the idea of developing a software to support adoption and basically allow defenders to start creating their own interoperable playbooks, to experiment with Cacao playbooks. And this is like, twofold or threefold. So basically, it's not only about the project itself that will allow you to create playbooks, exchange playbooks, visualize playbooks, digitally sign playbooks and verify them, but it's also a means to validate the specification, because we develop products such as the specification. But then, when you start developing actual software, right, it's a good means for validating it, how good it is. So we also expect that the community started creating playbooks. I have seen that the community have started adopting the Kakao roster. I have multiple use cases to discuss later.
Okay.
But at the same time, we also identify new use cases, some fascinating use cases, but also issues with a specification we'll have to address in the future, so we can have the perfect standard for security playbooks.
That's great. Yeah, I checked out the project over the weekend and really like the ease of use on it. And I do definitely see how it makes it easier for people to jump in and start creating things right away. So that's really great. So what makes the subproject important to you? Why is it important?
So as I said, I'm a standards person, and my focus is on cybersecurity automation. And if you should take it at a little higher level, our research here at the University of Oslo deals a lot with enhancing the capacity of security operations centers. And we are focusing on national security authorities and operators of essential services, maybe what you call their critical infrastructure. There would mean the US.
Right.
There were many needs regarding that. So the authorities need to, we have these directives in the EU that all about cross-border collaboration / cooperation, the ability to exchange intelligence, equally the ability to collaborate in incident response activities. That was one motivation. Then we start the committee, we developed the project, and now we validate the roster itself and the Kakao specification within the context of European projects. So we have multiple national security authorities that use the roster to create playbooks, couple these playbooks with cyber threat intelligence, in particular STICS, and not only now exchange, right, threat intelligence, but basically, as we call it here, defensive tradecraft.
Right.
And multiple use cases, right? I mean, most of the people will think about, about incident response methodologies, but we have use cases regarding business continuity, resilience, regulatory compliance, security policy compliance, whatever is related with cybersecurity operations, from detection to response, red team exercises, playbooks for engagement, how you engage with adversaries in real time, active defense. Right. So, and most importantly, how all these things come together, because the cybersecurity of specific entities, or I would say of too many entities, is quite immature. So, if you have a standard that will allow you to exchange this defensive knowledge, as we were saying in the past, for CTI, detection can become another prevention. So it's a similar concept now with playbooks.
Right. I love how you can sign them too. That's great. Okay. So as a new project, where can you use some help?
The main thing that we want to do here is to create a community around the roster. So, this was developed by us. Certainly, it's not perfect. It's an open source project. We developed it basically on our spare time. So we would like the community to contribute not only to code to improve the project, such as like finding bugs, that initiating pull requests to fix something, but also coming up with use cases, such as we have the use case that we would like the roster to export STICS 2.1 course of action objects that can also incorporate cybersecurity playbooks, right? Mm-hmm. So we need the community to support the project. We would like to create a playbooks knowledge base. This is a common issue right now, because people saw the roster, but immediately they started asking, but why you have not made a series of playbooks available? I mean, it's a reasonable request, but it takes time to do that, especially if you want to to develop and contribute playbooks that make sense. It would be nice if we have the community supporting us with generating and making available their playbooks. And also, we would like to identify use cases to, extend the product. One, complex use case would be that, we have now an application that will allow us to generate playbooks, right? Let's call it a user interface right now. What about the orchestration power, basically the orchestrator itself? So mm-hmm. I do know, though, that there is a European entity. They have already contacted us. They are developing a native Kakao orchestrator. So, you know, another project will be to couple our application, which will be the user interface of their orchestrator. We would like to have such kind of use cases, right? We mm-hmm. aim to create also an API based on the needs of the community. We would like to interconnect the system with incident case management system, with CM, you know, to expand. And I mean, the underlying cause is that we want to create environments, cybersecurity environments that can be as automated as possible. When I see people that use the roaster or the Kakao specification, I say that, you know, even though that it's a machine processable format, right, you should not have only in your mind that you could create something that is fully automated. I think that this specification can be used in the context of, you know, in the principle of automate as you go, right? You mm-hmm. can even have these playbooks generated, basically your standard operating procedures now, right? They are not going to be encoded in a slide deck or a Word document. Now you can have them in a format. We have a software. You can exchange them, even if the actions there are performed fully manually, right?
Right, just a place to start, right?
Correct, yeah. Correct. You can have a knowledge base of playbooks. The playbooks have so many really contextual metadata. You can filter your playbooks based on your needs, based on your sector, based on the adversary, basically based on, you know, the intrusion set, let's say, based on TTPs, based on what they address. So I think the community will shift to this direction in the future to have a knowledge base of playbooks, but then also you'll need to have a knowledge management system to be able to find the right information there and the right playbooks.
Right. It sounds like there's lots of places. Yeah, lots of places that you can get that assistance for sure. Thank you so much for being here with me today and let me ask you any questions. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Community Connect. Security is a collaborative effort, and your involvement, big or small, has the power to make a real impact. Be sure to check out the OCA website and connect with us on our social media channels. See you in the next episode.